This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here with Gurpreet today. I'm just going to be asking her a few questions to get an insight into how she's got such great results and speak about any difficulties she might have had, because I'm sure there'll be literally thousands of people who'll be listening to this who'll find it very, very useful. So Gurpreet, if you could please introduce yourself and how long have you been at the DBCC?
I've been here about 4 months now. And I've lost 10.1 pounds of fat.
Good from you.
I've added 3.3 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
And I've lost 5.4 pounds of body fat.
Congratulations, very well done. What were your struggles with weight loss before the DBCC?
My struggles with weight loss, I've never really been able to maintain weight loss. It's only because I would do exercise for a while and then go back to my normal eating patterns and then put on the weight. And then over the last 3 years, I've got an injury and I've not been able to lose weight because I've not been able to do a lot of exercise, so I've put on a lot of weight. So I was the biggest I've ever been before I came here.
Okay. And you mentioned your injury. I mean, you were quite concerned about that when you started with the DBCC. How did you feel that we adapted to, I mean, we adapted your session as well. Did you ever feel that you were being pushed to do stuff that, you know, that you didn't feel comfortable doing with your leg or your foot?
No, never. I think you guys have really taken on board my concerns. I think my confidence is very low and I think that you guys have helped build that up, and actually I've been able to push myself but also know my limits, and I would always let you guys know, but you always find an alternative way to do the exercise, which has been great.
Because it must be quite scary coming into a place, you know, not really knowing what to expect and having an injury that you're quite concerned about. Was that one of your main concerns when you joined the DBCC?
I went back to my original gym and obviously being in a class full of 30, 40 people, I don't think the instructors give me the individual attention. And I think coming here, you guys have really helped with that. Because I'm really scared to do anything, actually, to tell you the truth. So, confidence. I mean, I'm happy to come and try and push myself.
Good.
It's been great.
Good. I'm glad we've been able to help you in that way. So had you tried to lose weight before and how did it go? You mentioned that you were kind of losing weight and then going up a little bit. You wasn't really sustaining it.
I've not stuck to any diets and such like Weight Watchers. I've just tried to kind of control it through taking out crisps and chocolates and things like that.
Right, okay.
But then because I've got quite a stressful job and I work quite late, I go back to like binge eating biscuits and bad stuff that I shouldn't do.
Okay.
And exercise, like some weeks I'd stick to a routine, other weeks I didn't.
Yeah.
But coming here, that's helped because I enjoy it, because I can see the progress and I want to do it more.
Okay. That's good. So you'd normally being exercise based that you'd go for to try and control your weight. Okay. Had you ever done any diets before?
No.
Not one?
No.
Never? Okay. And what does your lifestyle look like now compared to before the DBCC?
I'm eating a lot more meat. I wasn't eating a lot of meat before because obviously my family's vegetarian. So I'm eating a lot more meat and I'm feeling a lot more stronger because of that, I think. I've definitely got more energy. So I've definitely got more meat in my diet. I'm not having so much processed food.
Good.
Cooking lots of stir fries and fresh stuff in the evenings, which is helping.
Yeah.
And I've realised that it's actually quite quick and easy to do, whereas before
you'd think it'd take quite a while. Okay, so that must have been quite hard for you to deal with, like starting to eat more meat when your family don't. Could you speak to me a little bit about that? Have you had any problems with that at all?
No, because I'm cooking more at home as well with them. I'm trying to get, mum and dad's diabetic anyway, so using more coconut oil, much more vegetables, so I can make the meat separately and make vegetable stir fry and then give them the veggies and add the meat in. So it's been quite easy actually.
So it's benefited your family as well as yourself?
Yeah, my mum in the Indian cooking has been using coconut oil.
Good.
And obviously it's all veg based anyway, so it's not so bad. The lifestyle hasn't been so bad.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. How has the DBCC helped you? How would you say?
It's helped in lots of different ways. It's helped with me understanding the relationship between food and weight. Obviously the understanding of why exercise is important for different various parts of the body, and I think it's helped me more so confidence wise and doing exercise and confidence to do other things like mud run, which I'd never thought I'd be able to do, never thought I'd be able to run properly again, and I did it all. So
you did, you smashed it. Let's talk about the mud run quickly. How did you find the mud run?
Loved every minute of it.
Awesome. So for anyone listening to this, the mud run, we did a warrior adrenaline race quite recently. There was a team of 30 people with the DBCC. It was an obstacle and mud run. What did you enjoy most about it on the day?
I enjoyed running because I've missed it. I'm not around for 2 years, 2.5 years actually, so I enjoyed that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that the team was so supportive. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the obstacles frightened the hell out of me, and it was just nice that everyone pitched together and helped each other over the various obstacles. I knew my limits, which ones I couldn't do, so I didn't do those, but I did a lot more than I thought I was going to do.
Good, well done. And I mean, looking back 3 or 4 months ago, I mean, I suppose that would have been kind of like a wild imagination for you to be doing a mud run in 4 months' time. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have any specific tips with nutrition or exercise that you could share with anyone who's listening today who might be trying to lose weight themselves?
Definitely stick to an exercise routine and eat clean.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh meat, veg.
Okay, awesome. Any final words before we wrap this up, G?
I love DVCC.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Awesome. And we love having you here, G. Thank you very much. And if you've been listening to this interview, I hope you found it helpful. G, I want to thank you very much for your time. And this is Nathan from the DVCC in Milton Keynes. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.